from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got a new jazz hall, museum go-round, and almost too much Sketchfest. Can't get too much of Peter Hartlob. He's my co-host for one more week while David Wiegand's away, and he's the pop culture critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. Hey, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Cy.
Let's start with a very musical baseball coach.
I'm a man of perpetual motion. I'm only in the moment for a very short time. And tomorrow night, who knows where I'll be singing a thousand roses.
That's Tim Flannery, and Peter, he's singing that song like he means it because he's a third base coach for the San Francisco Giants, so in fact, he's on the road a lot, isn't he?
Yeah, he's my favorite person in the sports world who lives a double life. Tight end, abstract painter, Vernon Davis of the 49ers.
That's close, right.
No, he's a third base coach for the Giants on the field, bluegrass musician in the off season. He doesn't do too much during the season. There's a plane of quality to some of his music, but he also likes to have a good time. I don't know if you got it from that track, but he can kick up his boots a little bit. And he's moonlighting to raise money for the care of Brian Stowe, that Giants fan who was severely injured in a beating at Dodger Stadium. It's good music for a good cause.
Catch Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe, that's his band, Thursday at the Fox in Redwood City, a week from today at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, and a week from tomorrow at Napa's Uptown Theater, and on the 27th of January at Cuumba in Santa Cruz. And all those shows benefit Brian Stowe. Now, here's a chance to hit a bunch of museums, even if you're a member of just one of them. And how do we do that?
It's a museum buffet. I think it's a great idea. 11 museums, including the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, Cartoon Art Museum, and the Walt Disney Family Museum. They're honoring each other's memberships tomorrow.
And that's our chief thrill. Even if you're not a member, it's just $7 for adult admission to the Cartoon Art Museum, $10 at the Berkeley Art Museum or the Museum of the African Diaspora. And let's hear something now from an old-timer helping open a new venue. That's jazz pianist McCoy Tyner, and he's just one in a packed lineup scheduled to inaugurate the new SF Jazz Center on Franklin Street in San Francisco, opening on Wednesday. And this is a $65 million building dedicated to the most American of art forms and the only such center in the country. They got a little bit of work left to do, but it's looking really good right now. Big glass front and a gorgeous room to hear music, a really sweet-sounding concert hall with a nicely balanced sound. This is quite a coup, Peter, for SF Jazz founder Randall Klein. I don't know if you've ever talked to him, but he is a great jazz lover. He's brought a lot of great music to the city, and now he's going to have a space of his own to do that. We'll put aside for the moment whether there's a big enough audience for jazz in the Bay Area. I think there will be. The first two nights are sold out, but there are tickets for the SF Jazz Center show a week from today to see McCoy Tyner, plus Esperanza Spalding, Josh Redman, and more. And I'm ready for something really silly now. Peter, tell us about Sketchfest turning 12 years old.
You know, they've come a long way, and I wrote a cover story about this for the Sunday's Datebook section. It started out as a way for a few San Francisco State grads to just have a show. They rented this old 80-seat theater, invited some friends so they could split the rent. And 12 years later, like half of SNL and all these great, great acts, random people, Patton Oswalt, Bruce Campbell are showing up. Begins this Thursday with Riff Tracks at the Castro Theater. That's the Mystery Science 3000 guys. And just over the next couple of weeks, Reggie Watts, Greg Proops, Mythbuster Adam Savage has multiple appearances. And my favorite event, Maya Rudolph from SNL, she presents the San Francisco debut of her Prince cover band, Princess, which I can only imagine what the encore is going to be. I'm hoping for Little Red Corvette. What's your favorite?
Oh, a Kiss.
Nice.
Let's finish with something from the very prolific Ty Segall. Thank you. Fuzzmeister Ty Siegel. Did I hear a tribute in there to Jefferson Airplane? I think I did. Do you think he ever sleeps? He's really turning out a lot of music.
No, this guy will fill your iPod quickly. This is, I think, from his latest album, Twins, which is one of three or four that he released last year, and there were a couple more in 2011. You heard the fuzz guitar. Got to bring the fuzz guitar back. Don't hear that enough these days. And he's going to be playing a lot of stuff, but I think Twins is going to be the one that you're going to hear a lot from, and that's a great album.
Ty Siegel plays the Fillmore tonight. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Cy.
Peter Hartlob is the pop culture critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these and other shows online at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker.